Good afternoon. I'm Cornelius. Very grateful for coming out.
Amen.
I'd like to thank the God of my understanding for making Narcotics Anonymous possible, and thank all of you people, because we're all on the path together. Thank you. And I say we're all on the path together. Would any of us been here had it not been for the person, the addict, that started off with 24 hours clean? I saw a guy downstairs an hour ago, and this little thing on here had one day on it.
Wow.
One day. And I got in touch with how important that very, very first day was for each and every one of us here this whole weekend. So I'm eternally grateful to all of us on the path together. You know, and I like this topic. I hadn't been up here in a couple of years because I was a little financially unable to come up here. And what I found out is that I'm the one that gets in my own way. July 26th, I've been retired 12 years. I might not look that old, but it is what it is. You know what I mean? I'm a recovering addict, man. And I just got in that Social Security line to get my Social Security to go along with my retirement. I said, man, I insist on coming up here this year. You know, I made it a prerequisite for me being good to myself. Because I missed y'all over the last couple of years, you know, and my mind say, you know, I can do, Narcotics Anonymous can do without me, but I can't do without Narcotics Anonymous. And I'm real grateful, man. And, you know, I was that guy that was born in D.C., raised in Virginia, and got messed up all over the planet. So I found out that there's nothing on this planet like a clean dope fiend. And I share that, you know what I mean? Because when I look at all the miracles in this room, and each and every one of us could have been a funeral. Narcotics Anonymous has postponed a whole rack of funerals. And I'm eternally grateful. You know what I'm saying? My clean date is March 1st, 1996, and when I stumbled in here,
come on.
I haven't found it necessary to go back out because of my predecessors on this path sharing with me how priceless this special gift from God is. You know, one of my predecessors would always tell me, if you don't hold this close to your heart,
come on there,
God may take it away from you and give it to somebody else.
Wow.
So I'm real grateful, man, and I've been in service every day of the week that you could possibly think of except for Friday. And for some reason, I hold Friday as a day I just want to go to a meeting and listen. You know, I don't need to be in service 7 days a week. Now, what I'm saying, 7 days a week over the course of a little over 18 years, I managed to keep two service positions a week for over 18 years. Now, it has changed from Tuesday and Wednesday, Monday and Thursday, Saturday and Wednesday, but I have never been in service on a Friday. And my mind say, that old record, Living for the Weekend? Oh, my God. See, I'm an addict. And what I've known is, and what I understand is that these meetings are here for me, man. The guy that couldn't get past himself, you know. So at 12 years old, I snorted something called some buck action. And buck action. That's what I said. And all I know, I was 43 years old by the time I got here. You know, so I was done. You know what I mean? I was done. And I'm so grateful, man. And one indication of being good to yourself is being good to other people. I thank God for y'all, man. You know, being able to thank God openly in public is a good thing, man. It does my spirit some justice. Because, see, I was the guy who had to remember, at 12 and running like you was crazy, I found a way to Narcotics Anonymous. The way to Narcotics Anonymous is to go straight to hell, and just before you get there, make a U-turn. Yeah, so, I don't know about y'all. That U-turn was important. Very important. You know what I mean? Yes, sir. I thank God for so many people in here. I can't start naming y'all because I'd be taking months to name all y'all. But I'm just grateful, man. We all here. Hopefully, everybody had a good trip. And I've learned how to expand my prayer life to take it to be all inclusive, like we all inclusive. When I say I'm an addict, that includes everything. So when I pray, I try to pray for everybody, man. And for longitude and latitude, I just try to expand my prayer life. So, you know, one of my home groups is the 11 step. In the 11th step group, before we get on to the 12th step message, it talks about being content. Content is a hard word for us. It takes some work to get to being content. You know, I'm talking about, even though the struggle is going to be there, we're going to be tried, seem like the longer I stay here, that rascal of a disease I have wants to see, will I put anything before my recovery? And as much as I can recognize, I go immediately to the Creator and ask God, you know, to keep me right-minded. Because I'm glad today I'm here, my mind is here with me. You know what I'm saying? My mind is over here with me today. Because I know I'm a piece of work, y'all. I'm a piece of work. Yes, indeed. And you know, I don't think being good to others can really be measured. It has to be practiced. So the more I practice, and I thank God for sponsorship too. Thank you for your opening remarks. You know what I mean? And, you know, my first sponsor used to tell me, practice, 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 practice. He drilled into my mind the importance of practice. So I'm real grateful, man. And gratitude should always go forward. It should never be regressing. You know, and I go to meetings, man, and I got this vigilance for knowing that retired people are supposed to sit on the porch and watch the grass grow. Yeah, supposed to. Now, I ain't saying that's what all we do. Supposed to. So I've been, you know, struggling with that retirement piece because I, you know, a lot of y'all know I like to play golf and do things that golfers do and travel the world. And I'm just trying to get past me, that part of me that don't want me to have this process of recovery. See, the disease is incurable. It's not going nowhere. It's dangerous, it's insidious, and it don't care nothing about who my sponsor is, what step I'm working on. This disease always wants to check in to see if I want to check out. So my hat's off to anybody in here, and if you're struggling, man, keep coming back. Please keep coming. Don't give up on us, you know. And it's good here, man. I appreciate being able to walk out on the beach, take one of my golf sticks and just write in the sand. Thank God for NA. Write in the sand in big giant letters. That's, I get in touch with the little child that's still in me. See, because there's still a little child in me, man. That might not have all the answers, might not always dot all the I's across all the T's. But I'm a work in progress, man. And y'all doing a good job of keeping hope alive for me. So I thank y'all again and again and again and again. I got a kid, man. She's 37 years old. She thanks God for Narcotics Anonymous too. You know what I mean? It's really done her father some wonders. You know what I mean? Our words can't always explain what I'm trying to say. But I know when I do what I'm supposed to do, Narcotics Anonymous does for me what it's supposed to do. So all the people I haven't seen in a while, man, it's good to see y'all. All the people I haven't met that I'm meeting along the way, thank God for y'all. I just know, man, that, you know, I used to always say, what happens when the addict who really, really, really needs a meeting go knock on the door and ain't nobody home? So I'm real grateful, man. And, you know, that same guy that was off to the races at 12 years old. Thank God he don't have to live like that no more, man. My God. And as I look around the rooms, I see a lot of beautiful people, man. I just know that God has been so good in this process, man. And as I work on my spiritual conditioning, I get better with being nice to people, man. You know, when I stop being blaming and judging. I started recovering when I put down those same defects that would hinder me in my process, man. So I remember being up here one year, man. I went to pay for my breakfast, and the lady said, "Hey, the guy left out of here just paid for everybody's breakfast." I said, "Wow, I want to get there one day too, man." Well, I can help that newcomer, man. That newcomer is priceless to this blessed path, man. Where would we be without the newcomer? So all of us was new at one time or another, and we understand. See, the 12th step talks about we like the survivors of a shipwreck. We understand when we make it to shore, when we embrace each other and hug each other, we know it could have went the other way. We know that money can't buy this one. You got to come in here and walk that 24 hours just like everybody else. And we each other's help. We each other's strength and experience and hope to do this, man. And I'm just grateful. I'm full. Look, having not been up here in a couple years, after just 24 hours of being up here, I became so full that I couldn't explain the joy I was feeling just to be back in Ocean City. Yeah, so, you know, there's going to be some pitfalls and stuff, but the road to recovery is always under construction. Yeah, so, you know, I went through the 12 steps because I wanted to have something to offer. I went through the 12 steps because I needed what Narcotics Anonymous had for that addict who didn't never have or understand or inclination of what Narcotics Anonymous was all about. So I don't know anything about a perfect program, but I know I'm going to try to the best of my ability to stay here with you good people. You know, this lady says so much in such a short time that I am in awe with Narcotics Anonymous. March was a very good month to come on in. I came in March too, March the 1st. So, you know, yeah, I'm real grateful, y'all. And like I said, I just want to thank each and every one of y'all. Being good to yourself tells me that the biggest room in the world is the room for improvement. Yeah, so I can always do a little bit more and a little bit better. You know, I don't have to settle today. You know, for wherever I'm at on this path, I don't have to settle, man. I can get better. That's keeping hope alive for a guy like me, man. And I'm just grateful, man, because of the new friends and people I've met along the path, man. I just want to thank God for y'all, man. This guy and I have been going to meetings, man. I done sort of got in a guy's hip pocket with a little more time than me. He's showing me different meetings I haven't been to, and I'm showing him meetings. And we just continuously doing this thing, man. One thing I found out is that I don't get honest with me, I ain't going to be able to get honest with nobody else. So, you know, I'm running out of words myself, and it's okay. It's okay. All I know is that Narcotics Anonymous has been so good to me, man. And as I look around the room, man, all I know is that I've been at a lot of meetings listening to a lot of y'all for a lot of years. Who would have thought that in 1996 a guy came in and he would look back and 18 years then went by? My. When you blessed by the best, man, all you know is that you don't want to mess this one up. You know what I mean? So, I don't know how much time I got. I ain't heard you knock on the table yet, brother, or none of that yet. So, pull me on my pants leg or something. But it's good here, y'all. And I intend on going to some meetings, catching a marathon meeting. I know we always leave a little time for somebody else out here who might want to share. But being good to yourself is a good topic, man. And one thing I've learned is that you can't let one bad experience stop you from being the loving, kind individual that God intended you to be in the first place. So, it's good here, man. I'm going to keep coming back. Thanks for letting me share.